Welcome to today's J.J. Nicktein Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa. J.J. Nicktein Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Michael Schwarzendruber, director of the Hillcrest Academy student spring drama production of Women Who Weave, coming up this weekend with shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Michael, let's start with how you guys came about selecting this piece for your production.
Selecting plays is always a bit of an adventure, and whittling it down from hundreds of options that are out there. So I was just kind of looking at what kind of cast we might have, who's available in the school right now, and what might play on some of those strengths, and found a script that I kind of like and I think tells a good story, and so that's what we went with.
What is the story? What's the theme of Women Who Weave?
Women Who Weave is a collection of three kind of Greek myths told by the Fates, who are portrayed as weavers. And they're all about kind of periphery characters in somewhat familiar stories, the heroic women who use their abilities that revolve around weaving to overcome their obstacles. For example, the first one, we get the story of Odysseus, but Odysseus disappears, and we get Penelope, who is fighting off suitors by continuing to weave and unravel. So it's these really great kind of Greek tales told about empowering women.
How big of a production is this? Size of your cast and crew set?
There's 12 cast members and I think three crew members. The cast, a few of them play a handful of different characters, so probably 15 to 20 characters. It was nice and expandable. That's always something I look for too, is some of that variation so we can involve more people or whittle it down a little bit too.
How does this size of production compare to some of the other works that you've directed?
It's right about in the middle. Last year, we didn't actually end up performing the spring drama, but that would have been a significantly smaller cast of six. And then all the way up to, you know, the full-scale musicals, which have large choruses and involve about half the school. So it's right about in the middle.
When was the last time you had, were your students able to perform in front of a live audience there at Hillcrest?
That would have been in the, we didn't have a live audience this past fall, and we didn't end up doing the play last spring. So it would have been fall of 2019 that we did Beauty and the Beast.
I imagine your students are anxious to perform in front of a Hillcrest audience.
They are, yeah. It's very exciting that we figured out some good ways to do that. They're excited about that.
Rehearsals, how long have you guys been preparing for this show, and how have the kids been holding up?
We've been doing about 8 weeks of rehearsals here. Of course, there's some breaks scattered in there. We had a week off for spring break, and this past week, less rehearsals for Holy Week. So, yeah, the kids have been doing great, you know, just hammering the lines and trying to get off book. And I think it's crunch time, so we always feel the pressure right about now, but they're doing really good with it. They put in a lot of good work.
How have the students held up with the challenge and met the challenge of COVID-19 over the past year?
Pretty well. And I think they were really glad this week to be able to take their masks off on stage and kind of let loose a little bit more.
How about you as director and navigating through the pandemic here over the last year? What kind of challenge has that presented you?
You know, all the normal challenges that everybody's been dealing with as far as just people gathering and doing that safely. We've really kind of worked with everybody at the school as far as how can we rehearse with microphones, without masks, what's safe, how do we stage things so that we get a little more space in there. Just a lot of the kind of typical things that have come up over the last year, and we've figured out ways around that, like I think a lot of performances have. We're not doing a virtual option with this performance. I know a lot of theaters have gone that route, but it just didn't seem feasible and kind of what we could offer, and we have a large auditorium in which we can sell a significantly smaller number of tickets and spread people out. So that's the route we decided to go for this.
What kind of special information does the public need to have for getting tickets, seating, and COVID protocols for this weekend's performances?
I would just say call the school office, and I haven't checked lately how many seats are sold, but we have three performances this weekend. And it'll be fairly limited capacity, although I don't know if I expect to completely sell out what we have either. So I would just say call the school, get the info, and they'll guide you from there.
Michael, anything else that you want to mention about the performances this weekend, Women Who Weave?
It's it's a really great cast. This is a cast that when I started here at Hillcrest, they were freshmen, so I've seen them all the way through, the seniors at least. And yeah, I'm excited about it. They've done a lot of good work, and I think we're going to have a pretty good show.
That was today's J.J. Nickteen Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Michael Schwarzendruber, director of the Hillcrest Academy drama production of Women Who Weave, this weekend with shows at 3 and 7 p.m. Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon. J.J. Nickteen Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.